Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Don Lund. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garber. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. Pesce moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Sushok reaches second base with a double. Pesce scores. Dropo goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lund. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Pearsall moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund strikes out. one out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garver for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Garver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing. White reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. Kell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sushok hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens, who is chasing the ball. Sushok reaches third base with a triple. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. Lund hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sushok scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky is hit by the pitch. Keene moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to third. Pesky moves to second. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sushok for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Mullen now playing left field. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. White hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ginsburg moves to second. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-2 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keen takes first base on ball 4. Ginsburg moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio is hit by the pitch. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-2 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudson covering, for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Mullen moves to second. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lund hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Lund reaches second base with a double. Mullen scores. Ginsburg moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-3 in the game. Garver hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hudson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Sid Hudson. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pesky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. White hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Dropo reaches third base with a triple. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Carswell pinch hits for Pat Mullen. Frank Carswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carswell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Joe Ginsburg. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Carswell now playing left field. Johnny Bucca now catching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hatfield. Lepsio moves to second. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 3 in the game. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Bill Kennedy. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.